home
we
runs.
We actually have Otis Richmond.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good delay game we played. How are you doing, Norman?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I've called you so many times, and I managed to get the number wrong, and I apologize. First of all, we have a very dear friend, an outstanding fighter against racism in Toronto and known around the world, and that is Owen Sankara Leach, and he's just celebrated his 84th birthday, and it was a really nice gathering. I saw you there in my job as a reporter. Tell everybody about this individual, why we got a remark on his birthday.
Well, first of all, it was Owen's, Sankara's 84th birthday, and Owen Sankara Leach was born in Barbados. He moved to England at an early age. Then he moved to Montreal before coming to Toronto. And I don't know in terms of when he was in Barbados, I guess he was probably like the majority of us. I don't know how much he was into the liberation movement, but I know from knowing him that when he moved to England, he became involved in the struggle for African and human liberation. And then when he moved to Montreal, he continued. And of course, when he came to Toronto, he's been here, I guess, for a large portion of his life. And I met him here in Toronto in the, late 80s or early 80s. I guess the one word that I was thinking about before you called me, if there was one word that I could pick that would describe Sankara, it would be selfless. I think that came across in the
tribute
to him.
Yeah. He's a great strategic thinker. He's a courageous man. By the way, he must have been Owen Leach and became Sankara, right?
He was Owen. Let me give you all of his business. He's Hubert Owen Leach.
Mm-hmm.
He's Hubert, which is the same name as Peter Peter Tosh is a Hubert as well. But he became Sankara. Of course, he took the name after Thomas Sankara of Burkina Faso.
Mm-hmm.
Owen was a big fan and supporter.
Have you noticed that Sankara's name is getting bigger and bigger? In recent times, we're seeing more and more references to Sankara?
Of course, all of the time. That's happening all over the world. And we have a group in Grilla here in Toronto, headed by people like Hamith Lowe and Fareed Omar Ome Raham Tula. They have done a good job of keeping Sankara's name alive here in this country and in this city, but they are Sankaraites all over the planet Earth.
Oh, indeed. And in Burkina Faso, the revival, while they've had a struggle there and they removed the government, the one name that everybody is proud to bear on their shirts, on their signs, is Sankara. Whether or not I don't think they've reached the stage of the reestablishment of people in his political movement and with his philosophy, but the broad public has brought him back completely.
Yes, of course. I agree.
Yeah. Owen Leach, I never attended any major struggle or meeting concerning police brutality, Black Lives Matter, demonstrations in support of African states fighting for their freedom that I did not see Owen Leach.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And I suppose that's still true too.
Oh, that is true. I remember Owen Leach. I think he may have been at the a meeting of Black Lives Matter, and when they first started. I don't think they recognized who he was, which was kind of an indictment.
That'll happen.
And that was an indictment of us, really, people like myself, because Owen should be a household name and a household face as much as he has contributed to this city, this province, and this country, and this world, you know.
Yeah. But you see, Owen never puts himself as the issue. He just wants to make sure everybody's on the right path and showing up.
I agree. That's why I think the word that describes him the most is selfless.
Mm-hmm. Now, you linked him in a conversation with me earlier with Huey P. Newton, one of the founders of the Black Panthers, and I think you told me a story where Owen met with Huey Newton, and it was in Canada. Is that did I hear that right?
Yeah, what happened was Huey P. Newton, of course, was ran out of the United States, and he was exiled to Cuba. And, you know, when Huey was in Cuba, you know, the Cubans told him that he was too soft. Well, it's not that he was too soft, but since he was an American, he was not supposed to, they didn't want him to do the back-breaking work of the Cubans. But Huey got out there and cut cane with the Cubans. But anyway, when Huey came back from Cuba, he stopped off in Brampton, Ontario. And he was released in Brampton, Ontario, and Owen Leach was among the people that met him. Owen Leach...
Well, it was quite a moment. Did he tell you about that? You weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah. So
it was Owen Leach, it was Sharona Hall, Brian Hyman, Mitchell Holder. I hope I'm not missing anybody's name, but they met him in Brampton and looked after him.
And Sakaya Thomas?
Sakaya Thomas, of course. Sakaya Thomas was there. Sakaya Thomas, correct.
I have a perfect memory. I'm looking at my notebook.
And, right. Sakaya Thomas, yeah. Sakaya Thomas and Sankara have...
Well, that was a great moment of solidarity. Newton, and that brings us to a subject called Black August. A lot of black leaders, particularly of his generation, were killed, including him. Huey Newton, and so that was, you know, an act of solidarity of that kind. We better question all the participants if they got a picture. You said that, by the way, was reported widely at
the
time.
It was covered on Walter Cronkite. Gil Scott Heron called him Walter Cronkite, but it was on. I think it was.
Walter, I guess you're not an admirer.
He was on. He was. Oh no, I mean, he. I think he was a. I don't know. I really don't know anything about Walter Cronkite in terms of ideologically.
No.
But I mean, I guess if he worked for, he was on CBS, I guess. So I guess the system liked him.
Yeah, he is an interesting. I'm glad the name comes up simply because if you talk about the Vietnam War, reporting on it, channeled through CBS, Morley Safer of Toronto was the man on the scene when they were watching Marines set fire to people's homes, and he actually put that on television, and the Pentagon has never forgiven the media for reporting the news. Now, it's called Black August, and it's going to lead us into a piece of music you recommended by Mr. Archie Shepp. Why is it called Black August? Talk about who died in August.
Well, first of all, there was a whole lot of things that took place in August. Marcus Garvey's birthday. It was the Haitian Revolution, I think, was started in August. But Black August came about as a result of the deaths of political prisoners in the California prison system. Jonathan Jackson was killed in California. And his brother, George Jackson, the Soledad brother, he was killed in the California prison system. And then the last person was killed, I think it was in, I shouldn't say the last person, but what led to Black August was the death of a guy by the name of Katari Golden. Katari Golden was born in Louisiana and moved to San Diego, California. And he was led the prison movement after George Jackson was murdered. Now, Katari Golden... the prison system in San Quentin let Katari Golden bleed to death. He had an injury, and they just basically let Katari Golden bleed to death in 1978. Mm-hmm. So in 1979, Black August started as a result of that. But now Black August encompasses... the Haitian Revolution, and it goes all the way back, but It initially started in this part of the world, in Canada and the United States, because we have been celebrating Black August in Toronto from the beginning as well. Owen Leach was one of the people that helped organize a lot of Black August activities, right?
Yeah, if we talk about the movement over the years, and you mentioned, you know, the formation of groups, the Bad Seed Group, etc., you'd have to say, and Owen Leach was there, and Owen Leach was there.
Well, I'll give you a big joke, because we had a copy of, we had a relationship with the Bloor Cinema, which is still there, and it used to be owned by an Italian family. Having a senior moment, which is not good, but I hope people, I knew the family very, very, very well, the father, the sons. They allowed us to screen the murder of Fred Hampton at the Bloor Cinema on a Mickey Mouse. It was a Mickey Mouse VHS, and the screen was so small. We showed that film. I mean, it was really embarrassing. When I say embarrassing, no one had seen it, I guess, in a theater, and people forgave us, and we also got a half a page in the Globe and Mail. That was Liam Lacey wrote an article about it, and Owen Leach was a part of that as well. Yeah,
yeah, that's a perfect story.
That was the murder of Fred Hampton. We showed that. We screened that. I can't remember, in the early 90s or the late 80s. I can't remember, but Owen was part of that as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way to end it and a happy birthday for Owen Sankara Leach. You notice we're going to have to talk about that subject, the murder of Fred Hampton, and that film, but we'll do it on another date. But we really appreciate you talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to play some Archie Shepp.
All right.
Thank you.